When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome into the lounge presented by DraftKings. We are thrilled to sit down with the newest Raven cornerback, Nate Wiggins. Nate, thanks for joining us. And we've got to start here, your draft story, right? You just told the media that when the Ravens called, you were in the bathroom, which got a good laugh out of everybody. Take us inside your draft party. What was going through your mind as it got near 30?
I do. When it got like 25, I just remember when I came to the visit, they were saying, like, how bad they want me. And if I fall to 30, like, it was going to get me.
Yeah.
So when it got to 25, I went to the restroom. And I was in the bathroom. And they called me. I was using the bathroom.
Okay. Oh, so this wasn't like you were, like, angry that you had fallen. You just had to go.
I was using the bathroom. Okay. I was legit using the bathroom. I was legit using the bathroom. And they called me.
So, you know, obviously, as you get here and everyone's excited, just how do you sum up, like, the emotion of the last 24 hours, the highs, the lows, like, how you're feeling right now?
You want to know what's crazy? Like, I really don't even feel like, and I mean, I felt like it was a lows and downs because, like, I thought I was going to get picked higher. Mm-hmm. But, like, me actually just, like, feeling, like, I don't really feel nothing for her. It's just, like, I don't know.
Just so much going on. It's almost numb.
Yeah, it's like numb for real.
Yeah. And, how did you kind of, what was your mindset going into draft night? Like, were you nervous? Were you like, let's get this thing over with? Were you have the mindset of, like, this is going to be an awesome night? Like, what was your thought process coming into this weekend?
I was really banking on the setup we had at the event center. So I was, like, wondering what that was going to look like. And I was wondering, like, I just want to get this over with. I don't want to.
You just want to know where you're going.
I don't want to wait all day. I just want to know where I'm going. So it was mixed emotions.
Yeah.
Can you talk about, you know, where did you expect to go? Were there any teams that you had also had talked with a lot that you were like, there's a good chance I might end up there?
A couple of teams, Philly, Jacksonville.
Okay.
Teams, yeah.
And when Eric DaCosta called you, you know, we have the recording of the call, and you said, I swear, I'm the best quarterback in the draft. You said it 7 times. I was like, man, this guy, you can, like, feel it, right? Like, just how much do you feel, whether it be a chip on your shoulder or kind of, like, that you want to prove to the Ravens that they got the best dude?
Just, like, teams just overlooking me, and I just take that, like, I don't know, I just take that certain type of way. Yeah, I just feel like I got something to prove. I got something to prove again, so I got to go out there and prove it.
You know, there's a guy, Lamar Jackson, who had a lot to prove, kind of similar. A lot of teams passed on that guy. It worked out for him. He proved it. Yeah. You know, just where does that fire come from within you, that competitiveness, that desire to prove teams wrong?
It really been out like all my life. It's just a lot of folks been down me all my life. I just had to prove folks wrong, so I'm really used to it now.
Okay.
Yeah. I also, even from the call last night and in talking with you today and hearing your press conference, like, what stands out to me too is, like, confidence. And it's not, does not seem at all like a false confidence. Like, you carry yourself a certain type of way. You know, you said last night, like, I'm the best corner in the draft. You said it to Eric DaCosta, Coach Harbaugh last night. Like, you have that confidence. What about the confidence? Like, how important is that in your game?
I feel like when you play cornerback, you gotta have confidence because, like, receiver's gonna catch the ball. I mean, you can't stop every receiver from catching every single ball. So, I mean, it just reflect back on, like, just having, like, the mindset of, like, just nobody not just gonna run over you or just treat you like you're something you're not.
Mm-hmm. Like that. I know your mom's here with you today, and you know, as you kind of reflect on this moment, I'm curious, we were to talk about your confidence, your mindset, like, how big was a part was she in kind of helping to instill that in you?
She played a big part. When I first started, I didn't really want to play.
Really?
No, she made me play. She used to bed. She used to like make me go to practice. Like,
really? And so you did. Why did you, like when you were what in middle?
Basketball player.
Really? And so at what point did football start to click for you?
Probably first week I was out there.
How old were you?
4.
Okay. And so you had to go out there and you didn't really want to play.
Not like the first couple of days I didn't want to play. And they put me at running back. And I just loved it ever since then.
Then you just dusted everybody, basically, is what happened.
It's always fast. So I just loved it. That's cool. I hate getting hit, though. Like, when I was young, I didn't want to take no hits. Uh-huh. That's why I probably was so fast.
That's where that speed came from?
Just run away from all.
Just run away from everybody.
Now, you said you thought you were going to be Cam Newton, thought you were going to be a quarterback. So when did the transition to cornerback happen, and was that also because of the speed?
I really want to say changing cornerback was so more of the speed. Cause I really wanted to play receiver. Mm. But it was just like people in my corner was just like, corner is going to be a better chance for me. Because right. There's not a lot of corners can do what I can do. So.
Right. I want to talk a little bit about that speed. The second fastest time at the combine, 4.28 speed. That is extremely fast. Xavier Worthy went a couple picks before you to the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think a lot of people are saying, hey, these two guys, we can't wait to see them out on the field. This is speed versus speed. What did you think of his 40 time? Were you trying to beat his 40 time? Take me into that.
I ran before him. Mm-hmm. So I was watching his 40 time, though. But I'm looking forward to the matchup too.
How much do you like to kind of go out there and, hey, there's this fast dude opposite me. I feel like I can match up against any dude, any speed. I can run with that dude.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to it. I mean, I just like to prove folks wrong. I like to show folks, like, you feel me? Like,
right.
Right. I'm the fastest. Like, I'm fast. You ain't that fast.
There's no question about that. Yeah, there's no question.
Well, I thought it, you know, it's interesting and you know, hearing you, like, you just followed the top receivers last year. And they just said, you talked about your defensive coordinator basically challenging you a little bit and saying, like, you're going to follow the best guy every single week. How did you embrace that challenge?
I ran into my sophomore year, but he said I was too young. So it was just, like I said, I just had to prove him wrong. Once he was down to me, so my junior year, I just had to prove him wrong, and I took the role like very seriously. So
your coordinator was basically challenging you.
Yeah. Well, you asked for it, so you went up to him your sophomore year and said, "I want the top guy."
And he said, "You got to wait."
Yeah, he was like, "You ain't old enough for that." Yeah.
What are the emotions for you out there? Like, how do you get those competitive juices flowing? Take us inside when you're matched up against their number one. What's going through your head?
He trying to get my money and he can't go get it.
You know, Nate, it was interesting reading about you, your journey at Clemson. And, you know, I read that Dabo kind of challenged you a little bit after your freshman season and you know, talked about you coming in as a young player. And it sounded like you really took that to heart and, like, used that as the right way. You know, can you talk about how him kind of challenging you as a young player and the impression and the effect that had on you?
Yeah, he was just, he's just a good person. He just really pushed me to be a better man. Like, I was camera there, immature, and he just pushed me to be a better man.
Yeah. I think that can go one or two ways for, like, young guys. You know, some players can take that hard coaching or whatever and not respond the right way. For you to respond the right way, I think says something about you and just kind of your makeup. What allowed you to have that response that allowed you to just to grow and to flourish there?
I had like hard coaching all my life.
Okay.
So it was really like the first time.
Yeah. Are the Ravens a team that you've kind of looked at for a while and the way that they play defense, the legends that have played here, the Ray Lewis's, the Ed Reed, have you kind of watched them from afar when you were growing up?
No, I wouldn't really say I watched them from afar, but I know of, like, the teams. Like,
right.
You know greatness.
Yeah.
You know greatness. Were you a Falcons fan? What was your
team? I was a Seahawks.
Seahawks fan.
Like the Legion of Boom, huh?
Yeah, you saw yourself in the Legion of Boom. Yeah. All right. Talking about the boom, right? Your physicality is something that you kind of showed out there. And I know there's questions, you know, this is a thinner guy and all that stuff, but you dropped the boom on some people. Just talk about the physicality that you play with.
I mean, it was just a lot of folks saying I can tackle, and like early in my junior season, man. I just had to prove them wrong.
Right. Well, I see the competitiveness too on tape. It's like this guy, you're fired up when you make a play. It really reminds me of Ravens, of the past and current Ravens. Just where does that fire and competitiveness for the game come from for you?
I feel like that just like play a big part in my game. Like if I ain't fired up, I'm probably not gonna have a good game. So I just got to be like every good play I do, I got to celebrate just because like, it's hard to do good things in football. It's hard to go out a receiver. So
yeah,
it's awesome. Well, we can also see as you're sitting here, fashion seems to be a part of your makeup too. Is that something that you're passionate about?
Yeah, I'm passionate about my fashion. I like to look good. I like to dress. Yeah.
Yeah, so this suit you were telling us, you know, this was something you had this ready for the draft, huh?
Yeah, I had to read it. Well, I was going to do something to it, but every time I go to the draft, I just let it play, so.
Yeah.
All right, so we got some fashion. Rashad Bateman's really into fashion, you know. So when we're taking the photos of the guys walking into the game, you're basically going to be on that red carpet every week. We should expect good things from you.
Oh, yeah, y'all going to see me on it every week. Every week. I ain't going to come to play.
Awesome.
Well, great talking with you. You. Congratulations, man. Thrilled to have you on the team.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Lounge Podcast. We're coming to you from the SeatGeek studio. We want to give a shout out to our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. They are an official sports betting partner of the Baltimore Ravens. They've got a limited time offer running right now that you don't want to miss. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use the promo code FLOCK. If you are a new user, you can get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Again, the promo code is FLOCK only at DraftKings Sportsbook. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. You need to be 21 years or older and physically present in Maryland to play. So, you know, it's great to sit down with Nate and talk with him. I think this is the thing that has stood out to me in conversations with him since he arrived and the night he was drafted is like, this is a guy who's got a lot of confidence. Like he's got confidence. Mm-hmm. He plays that way. He believes he's the best cornerback in the draft. The Ravens believe that he's the best cover corner in the draft.
When he was a sophomore, he believed he should follow around the number one wide receiver on the opposing team.
Yeah. Like I think that's all an indication
that
of
to him. Exactly.
I think that like, he's not afraid of going up against the best receiver. He's not afraid of going up against speed.
He's not afraid of hitting the bathroom right before your name's going to get called in the draft. The man plays fearless.
He does. So, you know, I think that he's going to be a really good player.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is a great pick for the Ravens from a player, from a need standpoint, all the way around. You know, this is a guy that can just flat out cover, and that's what you need. You know, I mean, the Ravens drafted Marlon Humphrey, who a lot of people describe as, hey, he plays the position like a linebacker. Mm-hmm. Nate Wiggins doesn't have that kind of bulk and physicality. This dude just covers people. He just staples number one wide receiver and has done it for years now, a couple years in college. And considering the wide receivers the Ravens have to face in this division, in this conference, you need a guy like that. I mean, if the Ravens get a shutdown corner, and I know that term's just thrown around maybe too loosely, right? But that's the type of corner he is. If you get that at pick number 30, that is a steal.
Yeah.
That is a crazy steal.
Yeah, I mean, those are top 10 guys, typically speaking.
Yes, and just because by virtue of all the quarterbacks, six quarterbacks being taken, a record number of offensive players, consecutive offensive players being taken, it just pushed all these corners down into the 20s and 30.
Yeah.
And so the Ravens really just, it was a boon for the Ravens.
Yeah, I know that, you know, some fans, like, corner isn't the biggest immediate need on this team. Mm-hmm. Tackle's a greater need. Pass rusher, you can make the case, is a greater, you know, immediate need. You can make that argument. And so yeah, I think that some people wonder, why do you go corner in the first round there? And, you know, I think that, like, it's important to consider what the Ravens have done at corner throughout their history. Mm-hmm. Go back and look at when they drafted Marlon Humphrey. They had their two starting cornerbacks in place. Marlon was not an immediate starter on this team, but 2 years later, he was an All-Pro. Go back to 2011. The Ravens drafted Jimmy Smith. They had Ladarius Webb. They had Kerry Williams at that time. Jimmy Smith only started three games as a rookie. Yeah. A lot of that was due to injury.
He had an injury on the first play of his NFL career.
That was a big part of it. But even then, in his second year, he didn't start most of the games that season, and then he ended up coming up with the iconic goal line stand. So, like,
well, and playing in Baltimore for his entire career. Very long, productive career.
I'm just saying, like, in the second season, they won a Super Bowl, and he was the one who came up with a big play
Integral
in that
play,
moment.
Player in that. Yeah.
And so, like, I think that I mean, A, the Ravens have a great track record of drafting cornerbacks in the first round. They don't miss, you know, when they take a cornerback in the first round.
Dwayne Starks, Chris McAllister goes back even further.
Yep. Those are the guys. That's the five. That's the list of five there. Dwayne Starks, Chris McAllister, Jimmy Smith, Marlon Humphrey, and now Nate Wiggins.
Yep.
And I think that just because it may not be the most immediate need, you saw with Marlon, you saw with Jimmy. Yep. That's okay.
It's a really great spot for the Ravens and for Nate Wiggins, I think, because he is a younger guy. He's 20 years old. We talked about that last night. And he comes to a defense, A, that's just a great defense, right? And B, he isn't forced into starting right away. You know, he can grow both physically, mentally, all that, you know, just to become a pro. He's not thrust into the action from day one. Now, make no bones about it, Nate Wiggins is going to see the field a lot this season. Mm-hmm. He is going to get a lot of playing time. Injuries happen. Depth happens. This gives the Ravens defense a lot more flexibility with Marlon Humphrey being able to play some in the slot, along with Arthur Mollett, along with Kyle Hamilton. Just the way that they can move Kyle Hamilton around and all these guys, Nate Wiggins can line up in the slot, you know, and match up with some guys if need be, primarily an outside corner. But I think that he's a good fit for the Ravens defense, allows them to do a lot of different things, and they'll find ways to use Nate Wiggins on defense this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, he's going to be an important part of this defense. You know, they lost Geno Stone, you know, obviously a different player in the secondary, but my point is just they lost a good player in the secondary. Now they add a really good player. They also lost Ronald Darby, who was a really good player.
He's more of a Ronald Darby replacement / upgrade.
I think that, though, when you just look at basically finding ways to get your best players on the field, Nate Wiggins is going to find his way onto this field because he's going to be a really good player, really important player. And the flexibility of both Marlon Humphrey and Brandon Stevens will allow that.
Yeah, 100% agree. And, you know, the Ravens today in his introductory press conference and Nate's introductory press conference really made it clear that they have no concerns about his size. That's kind of the concern on the outside of the building is, you know, he's a more slender guy. And it was funny. He just said, yeah, at the combine, I just wasn't eating.
Yeah.
That's why I was down to 170.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that they feel, get him in the building, get him on the Ravens diet plan, get him in the Ravens strength and conditioning program, and this guy will add more weight along with his athleticism and his speed. If he builds up a little bit physically, as he matures physically, gosh, now you've got a guy who potentially he could have been a top 10 pick, right? If that's the reason he slid in part to 30, goodness gracious, that's fixable. I can attest. That's if he needs a role model when it comes to putting on pounds, look no further, my friend.
I've got you.
If anybody knows the cafeteria in this place, it's me.
That's true. You can get on the Mick plan. I'm honestly not worried about that really at all. I think that he's a guy who's 20 years old. He's going to physically mature. Get him in an NFL weight room. Get him on an NFL nutrition plan. I'm not really worried about when I look at him, like he doesn't look too slight to me, like the eye test. Mm-hmm. I just think that like he's going to add weight. He can run. The athleticism is off the charts. He also we talked about it with him. He said like, people were saying last year I couldn't tackle. So I had to kind of change that and prove over the course of the year that I could. And like, he did come up and lay some big hits on guys. Mm-hmm. I don't think that like when I look at his highlights, I don't see a guy who's afraid to hit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he's going to be a Marlon Humphrey, right? Where tackling is a major part of his game, that's the way he plays the game. I don't know that it's that, but get him to the ground, hit, level some people. Like, he has the willingness to come up and hit, right? He said when he was growing up, he didn't want to get hit, but he's changed that, right? Like, he's willing to come up and smack some people, and I think that's really, in part, just the competitiveness inside him. Like, that's the way he plays the game.
Yeah.
And so, I think he checks so many boxes, you know, otherwise, in terms of making plays in clutch situations. That's what Zach Orr said. What stood out to him, one of the things that stood out the most about him was when he was making plays, third down, red zone, 2-minute drill, fourth quarter, making those plays, chasing down ball carriers, showing the effort to chase down ball carriers and strip them right before they get in the end zone. You know, those things also are other intangibles and things that make you say, okay, maybe on the outside, he doesn't look like a Raven because he's a little more slender and he plays the game a different way, but he plays like a Raven. This is a Raven.
Yeah, I think he looks like a Raven. I think he plays like a Raven and all the things that you were just talking about. Like, he also was doing that against the number one receiver every single week. Yep. So I just think it's a really good move for the Ravens, and we're going to get a chance to see him and the rest of the rookies on the field this week for our rookie minicamp. So there's a lot going on right now, and we will continue to break it all down. As always, you can email us at thelounge@ravens.nfl.net. If you're listening, make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button on YouTube as well. So thanks so much for listening and watching, and we'll talk with you again soon.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.